First person coming up is performing here for the first time, and he's going to be doing some comedy. And his name is Herb Pierce. Please give him a big welcome. Herb Pierce. I have no idea what he'll be up to, but it'll be fun.
Almost. Oh, there you go. So I'm told I have 5 minutes. Usually there's about 2 minutes of laughter, so maybe I have about 3 minutes. So I hope you can fill that. I want to give you some tips on how to enjoy your life more. You up for that? Okay, the first tip is the latest technology on body comfort. It's one of my favorite things. It's pair of nose clippers. It's really amazing. Does everyone know this? I'll tell you, and it can be good for the ears. You know, you can be a little brazen. I tell you, it beats. For years, I was way behind the times, and I was trying to trim my nose with a mirror and scissors, and I'm a little dyslexic. So it was really, really hard to get that, really, you know, get that working. So I'm really glad that these came along. So just keep that in mind as a tip there. Okay, another great tip are these back scratchers. How many of you are into back scratchers? Raise your hand. Excellent. Okay. And how many of you are into itching? I love itching. It's a really great thing. I have an itch in my back that I can't reach. Anyone else have that problem? There's one spot that I just can't get. And this is one of the best tools that I've ever had to manage that. So it's just so good. You know, I went to the dermatologist recently, and she said I could get this cream to take away the itch. You know, but actually I said, you know, I think I'll bypass it because the itch and the relief from the itch is so good. I decided to live with it the rest of my life. So anyway, I love these things. I have three. I have two more, but they got borrowed out, and you don't get them back. There's different kinds. Some of them have rollers, and some of them have different curves. But these are really, really great things. And besides, you know, besides scratching yourself, let's say you have a ferocious cat. Okay, you got a cat you want to play with. You can play with the cat. You can use it as a leg splint. Let's say you break your leg. You can use it as a leg splint. You can open doors up here if you're getting older and you want to do that. There's a lot of different ways. You can balance your, if you're having balance problems, you can balance on the rollers too. It takes a lot of focus and effort. It's taken me years to learn how to do that. You almost caught it. Okay, another tip is on meditation. You know, life is hard at times, so it's really important to meditate. And many of us think you have to meditate a certain way. But, you know, there's many ways to meditate. I want to give you some ideas of alternative meditation. This is kind of a moving meditation. So what you can do, you can leave your eyes open or closed, but you breathe in and get centered. And then when you let the breath out, hold the breath and just tune into your intuition, and you just follow the breath. Wherever it takes you, you can leave your eyes closed, but just let your breathing then come back. Take a breath so you can go back and forth, but it's a way to move. You leave your eyes open or closed. Another thing you can do is you can find your soul. For those of you who haven't found your soul yet, when you're meditating, you can search around and see if you can find it somewhere. Good to leave your eyes closed a little bit. If you have flights of fancy, you can watch that in your mind, but you can also just act it out. Act out your flights of fancy in your meditation. Whatever. You know, so a comment? Has anyone ever done this? Good. Another tip you can do is, let's say if you're lazy, how many of you are lazy? So this is like sit-ups, but you can do it when you're walking around. I'll demonstrate. Okay, so you just do sit-ups like this, walking around standing up. You can be trim, untrim, trim. Just do that all day. You can see how much it's helped affected me. I'm going to keep doing it for many, many years, and when I come back, you'll see how trim I am. Another thing, I want to appreciate all the singers tonight. There's a lot of great enunciation. To me, singing is about enunciation. Let me use an example. When I was a kid, can you imagine? I was a really, really cute little kid. You can imagine. And my mama, I'm from the South, she taught me how to pray. Every night I'd, you know, get on my knees on my bed like this, and I would say, if I should die before I wake, I pray my soul the Lord will take. And for years, I just assumed there was this guy named Aishadai, because I was always praying to Aishadai. When I was 8 years old, I discovered it meant, if I should die before I wake. I'm going like, what? Oh my, my mom taught me that? Where'd she get that from? It was shocking. I stopped praying from that point on. It's just a really weird thing. So it's important to enunciate the words so you know what you're getting into. Another thing is you know, one of the things I do each day, and you can probably tell because I smile so much, that I look in the mirror and I smile each day like this. You know, you need to make it big like that. Now, if you can't do that, you can do an inner smile. You can carry that around with you all day long. Okay, you can go in and out with it. Inner, outer. Inner, outer. Anyway, there's just a lot of things in life that if you pay attention to, you can make life a whole lot better. So, well, those are just some things to keep in mind so that when you can make your life enjoyable, create some alternatives, do something kind of new and different. Thank you.
Thank you very much. That's Herb Pierce, who performed here for the first time. Please give him a big hand.